club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MJ.
Very elegant at the 150. The darling of the turf has raced clear 3 weeks in set of eyes. And it's very elegant. 10 group ones. And now the greatest of them all, the Melbourne Cup.
MG, very elegant, the winner of the 2021 Melbourne Cup at Flemington today. A good race. Good race.
Fantastic. And we always speak about there's a storyline with Melbourne Cups. Well, this is a magnificent storyline. First of all, it beat the favourite, incentivise, and that was a hard enough task as we thought it might be. But then, you know, James McDonald, the jockey, and Chris Waller get there first as well. So it's a fantastic story.
Yeah, terrific story. We are going to have a look at what's going on in the world of rugby league, particularly for you Parramatta Eels supporters, because we mentioned all these big-name players who are eligible to sign as of November 1, and we are not seeing many deals get done as yet. We're going to update that. And, MG, there was an announcement made on Moon Man in the Morning this morning that we obviously will need to address at some point on the show today. But first,
what's cracking?
Very elegant at the 150. The darling of the turf has raced clear 3 weeks in set of eyes, and it's very elegant. 10 group ones, and now the greatest of them all, the Melbourne Cup.
Very elegant, taking out the 2021 Melbourne Cup, MG, defeating Incentivise, that shortest price favourite in the history of the Cup since Farlap, since the Great Horse. So very elegant. It stormed home in the last 400 metres.
Yeah, and all the bookies across Australia, you can hear them all go,
a collective sigh of relief.
Yeah, look, it was awesome, mate. Look, James McDonald is the best jockey in Australia at the moment. He's all class. He won that with all class. I know we're going to play a bit of audio about him after the race.
Well, here is James McDonald speaking aboard Very Elegant moments after claiming the cup.
Won the Melbourne Cup!
Well, that says it all there, Michael.
I just can't believe what's just happened.
That's fine, mate. It's the Melbourne Cup, mate.
I just can't believe it. I never thought I'd ever win one, you know? I always dreamed of winning one, but it's so hard to win. Dreams do come true when you call it superstars.
You've got to be proud of her.
I love it a bit. She is. I've been saying all from Saturday onwards, her fight and determination just takes her so far. And she is I want to swear. I really do.
Go ahead, mate. No one will say anything about it. It's like a grand final win, isn't it? The first word you want to come out is a profanity, but that's what they...
Is the difference between rugby league players and jockeys.
Yeah, so I want to swear. Rugby league players just swear. Look, James McDonald, the jockey, he had a fantastic derby day last week. Put on a clinic. I think he had four winners. Then he's just carried it on today. I think he's already had a couple of winners before the Melbourne Cup today, so he's on fire. Chris Waller, well, man, he's the number one trainer in Australia at the moment. You put them two together and you get a Melbourne Cup victory.
Absolutely. Now, MG, we need to talk about our own legend, Emma Freeman, because
if you followed her, you get in line. In line. Again.
Yesterday she gave us six horses as a first four, but if you were smart and you were savvy and you listened to Freo, she's picked the last first four 2 years in a row. She didn't get the first four today because a horse by the name of Floating Artist popped up to take fourth spot, but she did give you the trifecta. So if you box the horses Emma gave us on yesterday's show, Very Elegant, Incentivised, Spanish Mission, you're walking away with another trifecta win in the Melbourne Cup.
Which I did. I boxed 1, 2, 3, 4, only got 20% of it. Maybe you've got an $85, $90 return, but it's money in the bank, baby. It's money in the bank. And Freo's just on fire. What on earth?
Well, and I think we've had a social post from Vandalay on our Twitter, at Rush Hour Triple M has already jumped on. And tagged Emma Freeman in saying, "And a champion becomes a legend." To quote Basil Zemplis from the 2021 Olympics, "A champion becomes a legend." Freo, you beauty, three in a row.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. What a day. Look, Incentivised looked like it was going to be... Look, maybe it went early. It hasn't run over the 3,200, and that probably come back to bite it on the bum. And it was a fantastic race. Mm. Obviously a bit eerie without much of a crowd. You heard the crowd at Flemington because there's about 3,000 or 4,000 there, and they were loud and boisterous, which was good. But yeah, look, the race that stops the nation. Everyone's glued to it, and I had a few mates who have saluted on Very Elegant too.
Now, well done to you, MG. You obviously picked Incentivised the favourite yesterday on the show. Freo gave us the trifecta. Ocean Billy. I think it came last.
You don't think you know. You know who came last.
I think it came last.
Well, if you're in a sweep with that, you get your money back.
So there you go.
That's one good thing.
I'm out here getting it done for all you people that, you know, just want to get your money back, have a bit of fun. Billy Ocean's, Ocean's Billy, whatever it is. The point is, it's not much of a horse.
It's Caribbean Queen.
It might be a good swimmer. Who knows? But it's not much of a runner. There it is. Another Melbourne Cup in the books for 2021. If you had a win, well done to you. When Emma Freedman comes back next year, and tells you the horses you need to be boxing to win the Melbourne Cup, don't say we haven't warned you. 3 years
Please
on the trot, she's done it. Outstanding.
Please
work.
Listen. She's outstanding.
Time to turn our attention to rugby league, MG. November 1, the deadline, the NRL free agency frenzy we expected to kick off. It's still kind of yet to get started. Still sitting in neutral in the driveway a little bit.
Yeah, it is a bit. But you can feel the undercurrent of bubbles just frothing away. There's something happening, and it seems to be mainly centered around the teams of the West, mainly Parramatta, but then also Penrith have been, you know, a lot of their players are they going to stay? Are they going to go? But Parramatta at the moment, they can't seem to stay out of the headlines.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing if Penrith is forced to choose between Happy Coruscant and Viliami Kikau, which way they'll go. But you mentioned the Parramatta Eels, and we knew, Brent Reed had told us extensively that this club had more than most big name players who were able to sign elsewhere come November 1. And today we see a report by our man Brent Reed and others in The Australian that the Eels have got some drama on their plate, because first and foremost, Clint Gutherson, the captain, the club's most consistent player for probably the last 5 years, still no closer to a new deal being done after he reportedly rejected a 2-year offer because he wants 4.
Yeah, the first thing I think about then is, okay, why don't you go for 3 and let's get on with life? You know, if there's a year in it, 2 years in it, well, just get on with it. I agree with you. I think that this team, who had a fantastic 2021, I think they went really, really well towards the end of the year. They played, you know, really well against the Knights, and they had a really good game against Penrith in the finals. A lot of their players come of age, but a lot of those players who come of age aren't really locked in for the future. Put it this way, their 2023 team at the moment is going to look completely different to their 2022 team.
Mm. Mitchell Moses and Dylan Brown will be back there, obviously. They're secured as the halves pairing. But Gutho is the fullback, and maybe they're not confident that he can fulfill 4 years at the position. AMG, I know you've got some reservations about him getting it done past 30. But Gutho's manager, Sam Ayoub, speaking publicly that basically we're waiting. We're waiting for the Eels to come back to us. We know that whenever Gutho does a contract, it seems to get played out in the media.
Yeah, it does, and most do about these days. But if you have a quick look at these Parramatta players who are yet to decide, well, Mika Sivo looks like he might go to rugby. Fergo's gone to rugby. Reed Marnie, Gutho, Papalihi, Paulo, Madison. It looks like RCG's gone. Nia Corey looks like he's gone. As we keep saying in rugby league, these clubs that need a kill, they need to sign one of their stars, and they need to sign it quickly, because the other guys might be waiting for one of them to spook. But someone's got to make a move on these players. And if Gutho hasn't been contacted since season ending, well, that's poor.
Yeah.
That is poor.
The other reality for these players is, though, once the signings begin, the pool of money available only gets smaller. So the last one at the table is likely to get the least amount of meat. MG, we could sit here and dissect the list from a player perspective till the cows come home. But we bring in Digital Tony, who is filling in for producer Charlie this week. G'day, Tony.
Hey, boys. How are we?
Fantastic, mate.
And we bring him in because he's a diehard Parramatta supporter, and we want to get the emotions and the feelings of Para fans whilst all this is going on.
Well, my feelings is quite hollow at the moment.
Because all
these things being played out in the media, and it's not the first time, especially with Gutho, it just makes you wonder what's going on behind the scenes at Parramatta. If as a club, we haven't spoken to our captain who's off contract November 1, we haven't spoken to him yet, even had a meeting, whatever, like, what's going on? Why haven't we done that at least?
Are you worried, Tony? Are you worried about the 2022? Obviously, 2022, these players are still here, but RCG wants to go. Junior Paulo has been linked to the Dolphins. Papalihi, who was the find of the year and one of the most improved players in the competition, he wants what is coming to him. He deserves to be on $500,000 a year, this bloke. He's on 120 or something this year. So are you worried that these guys won't sign for the Blue and Golds?
100%. I think the way that I look at it now, it's like it's 2022 or nothing. 2023 is almost like a rebuild year, the way it's being played out now.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree. I think the window is closed after 2022, because it looks like they might have up to 4 or 5 players playing in 2022 who won't be there in 2023, which is a major concern.
Look, no doubt when Reedy joins us on Thursday for Reedy's Mail, we'll get an update on the situation with all these Parramatta players.
Just one more before Tony goes. Who's the one player out of that list that Parramatta must sign, do you think?
Well, Reid Marnie, hands down.
I'm with you.
Mm. Now, for those that missed it last week on the show, we were discussing Tom Brady and his 600th touchdown ball that he threw. Then the ball was handed to a fan in the crowd. A negotiation was done to get the ball back so that Tom Brady could have this amazing piece of football memorabilia. MG, you then told a story about a piece of memorabilia from your career that was not in your possession.
Well, we had an Origin themed night with the grill team. My co-host back then, Gus Wallen, said, "Have you got a spare jumper to bring in to, you know, so I can wear it for the outside broadcast?" And I said, "Mate, I've only got the one that I played in 91 against Wally." I said,
"Hold on,
that's
not
one I've
the
got.
The
yes, the one. That's the only one I've got.
Jersey.
It's got Geyer on the back, number 11. Yes, still got dirt and grime all over it. And so I bought it in. I said, "Mate, look, it's pretty valuable. So please don't, you know." Well, I haven't got it back.
Well, MG, we then got Gus on and we discovered that maybe there were some holes in the story.
Yeah, maybe a couple of holes. Maybe it was his birthday and I said, trying to be nice. And, and I'm always nice.
The giver that you are.
Yes. Mm. But I didn't realise then, you know, some 12 years later that he's wearing it at the footy, then his young bloke's wearing it, and his friend's mate's wearing it at the footy.
He's charging
all of a sudden that the price tag I got put on it has dropped dramatically because of the overwearing of it. So I need something back. I need to get it back.
It is with great pleasure and pride, not only for MG, but for the people of Penrith, for the members of MG Active, that we announce today. The jersey is back.
Yeah.
Gussie Wallen has done the right thing over the weekend as he came in for Dead Set Legends. He has brought the jersey back, MG.
He's a good one.
How do you feel?
I feel great. It looks a bit more worn and torn. I might get you to put that on, Liam, because it looks like it's shrunk. I don't think I'd fit into that. Maybe you could put it on for a bit of a photo for our socials. And I noticed something on it, since Gus has brought it back. And it's where my name has been written across the back. It looks like there's been a name put under it before I wore it and my name was put across it.
I'm glad you brought this up, MG. We're going CSI Penrith. CSI Penrith, because we've done an investigation on this and we're not suggesting for a second that Gus Wallen is responsible. But it does look as though before it was Geyer's jersey, it was Lazarus's jersey, because you can see the outlines of the letters for Glenn Lazarus' name on the back of this jersey.
Yeah, I look at it and you can see an L and a Z type of thing. And I think the only reason we're seeing that is now because it's been worn so much in rain and wind that Gus has worn it out and this thing's come through. But all I can surmise is that they might have got it wrong when they first put the letters on. They might have thought Lazarus was number 11 and then had to change it and quickly take his letters off and put mine across. I just think that's a mistake, an honest mistake, because Lazo never played second row. I've never played against him in second row. He's always a front row, and I think he came off the bench in that series.
Outstanding work by Gus to bring it back.
Thank you, Gussie.
This iconic piece of rugby league memorabilia will now, I presume, is it headed for MG Active for the space on the wall?
Yes, it is.
How good is that going to
be? It certainly is.
Yet another reason to sign up to MG Active if you're in the area and you need a gym. Now, very shortly, MG, for those that weren't listening to Moon Man in the morning this morning, we do need to address the elephant in the room, which was your announcement this morning.
Yes.
Was that an elephant or a cow?
A bit of both. Trying to be an elephant, but it turned into a cow. Maybe a hybrid elephant. Or my horse.
We are going to get to the animal in the room shortly. But before we talk about that, it's time for another edition of...
We've just got to run some tests, Dr. Guy.
You're so clever.
It's time for MG's Brain Game.
Yes.
It's the only time each week... Over the last 3 weeks we play this, I get really nervous because I feel a stitch up is on the cards here.
All I'm trying to do is entertain. And it just so happens that the entertainment often comes at your expense.
Yeah, I know.
No, we are looking back on the year of sport in our final weeks of 2021. We've done quizzes about the Olympics. We've done quizzes about State of Origin. And today it is a quiz about the NRL 2021 season. Started off, who won the wooden spoon? And who did you predict would win the wooden spoon?
The Bulldogs won it, and I predicted the Cowboys would. Yeah, we're starting at number 16, obviously, the wooden spoon, the North Queensland Cowboys.
There you go. Ooh. Bing bang.
I was close. They were one off.
Yep. No, good start. Okay. In similar vein of question, who won the Dally M and who did you tip to win the Dally M?
Tommy won it, and I'm pretty sure I tipped Nathan Cleary.
The Dally M medal, MG. Who wins it?
But I think this year it's going to Cameron Munster.
Cam Munster is your pick. Next one, MG. Josh Adokar had that memorable game where he scored 6 tries. Mm-hmm. Who did he score them against?
Oh, I was commentating this game.
Yes, you were.
South?
Here we go. Oh, they're going that way. Munster on the hide. Hides the bullets. What? Yeah. On Adokar! Josh Adokar has got 6!
Wow. It was against the Bunnies, but we just wanted to play your celebration.
It was it?
It was against the Bunnies. Well done. Here's one for you, MJ. Was a coach sacked in 2021?
John Morris.
Yeah, it's hard to come through the doors and, you know, tell my boys I'm no longer the Sharks coach.
Correct. Back in April. Doesn't that feel like a lifetime ago?
Josh Adokar did a good job too.
He did a fantastic job, and John Morris now a part of the South's coaching lineup.
Yeah.
MG, what was the cause of the reported disharmony amongst the Parramatta playing group towards the end of the season?
It was all to do with room allocations when they were forced to relocate up at North and who had the bigger room.
Correct. Well done. What was the name?
There's always a lot of arguments about who's got the biggest room.
Biggest room, yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
A lot of arguments.
I don't get involved in history those sort about of arguments.
Who's got the biggest room.
What was the cause of the report? No, I already asked that question.
They got a ruler out.
What was the name of the West Tigers documentary this season on KO?
Tiger Town.
I'm going to need more.
Tiger Tales.
I'm going to need more.
West Tigers, Tiger Town, far out.
I'm going to have to gong it, I'm afraid.
Oh, come on. I'm all
it
around
was it. Wild West's Tales from Tiger Town.
Said everything but Wild West.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The name of that. You said everything but the name. Said everything but the right answer.
Fair enough.
All right, MG. What major signing news was announced at Brisbane Airport ahead of Magic Round this year?
We're up there for it, and we couldn't believe it. He'd done it, and I was called it the biggest signing, I don't know since when, but in a long time for the Broncos, it was Adam Reynolds.
Nah, look, it was a tough decision. Thought South, Cronulla, Brisbane, they were all fantastic through the process. And I think I just chose Brisbane. It's a fresh start for me and my family. And it's just a challenge.
Correct. Adam Reynolds will be a Bronco next year. And finally, MG. And this is basically for a perfect quiz. Who scored the first try in the NRL Grand Final?
Let me think. I know this is radio, sorry. Matt Burton. Matty Burton. Yeah.
Correct, MG. It was Matt Burton. A beautiful farewell to the Penrith fans. You've absolutely smashed that brain game.
Didn't think I would.
No,
thank you.
You've destroyed it.
The questions are nice.
You've destroyed it. I look forward to next week when we, balance is restored and you are awful and terrible. And
what are we going to do next week? Have you got one for me?
So do you know what we're going to do next week? I'm going to get grabs of you talking, and you've got to tell me what you're on about.
Good luck with
that. All right? That's going to be next week's brain game.
I'm just going to play that, the stinger at the front. I'm going to check your brain out, Mark.
It's going to be grabs of MG from this year, and I'm going to see if MG can remember what he was talking about in those grabs. Now, MG, before we finish up today, this morning, if you missed it, just after 8 o'clock on Moon Man in the morning, this happened.
We've had a bit of a chat amongst ourselves, and we've decided that we want more King of the West. And so we are putting the invitation out to you, MG, that as of next year, you're with us every day.
Oh,
I know it's hard, isn't it?
Of course I would love to!
MG is joining Moon Man in the morning from next year, every day, and we are looking forward to that, my friend.
And there we have it. It's official.
Yeah. Yes, look, it's one of them things that I didn't think I'd ever do again, go back to Breakfast Radio, because we've been having so much fun here on the Rush Hour every afternoon. And a couple of things, I suppose, were the catalyst of it. There's big things happening at the gym, and the way that the station have come around and let me do a bit of both, the gym and on Breakfast Radio, it's accommodated me beautifully. So it's time to get back into the early morning starts, brother.
And the couple of extra zeros?
Well, let's not discuss that, eh?
Oh, okay.
I think that's just all you got to know is you got a good Chrissy present coming.
No, it is a tremendous
just for you and Alana.
Je- jet skis. It's Super League all over again.
Yeah, baby.
Get me on the Nepean. I'm ready.
Yeah, no, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. I'm pumped for you. You'll absolutely smash it in 2022 and beyond with Moon, Jess, and Pagey. You'll do a fantastic job, and I'm happy for the Triple M family to have you back there. But we need to address the awkwardness that exists
it's kind of like a little mini separation, isn't it? We're going through
Separation, divorce. We need to address some things so it doesn't get messy. As for those people asking, watch this space as far as the Rush Hour concerned. There's big things on the horizon. But I think we need to have a discussion about how we divide the assets of the Rush Hour with MG and Liam.
Can I go first?
Sure.
I want blankety blanks. I'm taking blankety blanks with me to the morning show.
Oh, okay. So it's like, we're going to operate like a draft setup. You can have blankety blanks. Okay. Well, in that case, I want Reedy's mail. I want Reedy and his mail. He's staying put with me.
Okay, I'll take Chemis.
You can have Chemo.
Okay, I want the power rankings.
Yeah, no, they are your power rankings.
Thank
so you.
You
can have them. The reality is that's all. Reedy's about all I want. I mean, as long as I can keep Reedy. Sorry, producer Charlie. He's kind of like the child of the relationship that we've had to send away while we have these discussions.
We had a little inkling that this might happen, and so we said, Charlie, look, have this week off.
Have a week off.
It's like when you don't argue in front of your kids.
Yeah, exactly.
You go to another room or send them to another room. Well, yep. We've sent him away for the week, so he can't be near it. So he'll come back next Monday going, what happened?
What happened? Who am I living with?
Mummy and Daddy?
Well, the awkward thing about it is, MG, do you want him?
I'll take Tony.
All right, I'll take producer Charlie.
Okay, no, I'll take everyone.
You have digital Tony.
Look,
I'll have producer
Charlie. Bottom line is, as you say, there is more news to come. About this time slot, but at the moment, all we can say is that
exciting things afoot.
Very exciting things afoot, and Triple M listeners will be really glad when they hear the news.
Absolutely, and we will take time to reminisce and
we've got another month of this, baby.
We've got another month. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we'll take the appropriate amount of time to look back as well before that. But yes, congratulations again, MG. Going to be an absolutely outstanding addition to Moon Man and Jess and Pagey in 2022. But for now, we've got to say goodbye.
As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Tony. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.
I'm taking the sign off. As well.
No, I'm taking that.
I'm taking that.
You can't have it.
All right.
You can't have it.
No deal!